Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 47. Visible translated text is as follows. D. Unvicted. He is my Negro. I knew about the reward being offered. If I told you that I sometimes left the factory by 3 o'clock, I meant 4 o'clock. Jim Conley worked regularly at the factory, except when he was in the stockade 30 days. Conley Regis tarried every morning, but a lots of times he would not register at dinner and sometimes at night. I nailed up the door that leads into the Clark Woodenware place on Monday because we never let that door stand open. Mr. Darley told me to do it. I know it was not open on Saturday. It was nailed up Saturday noon when I left there, and it was open Monday when I got there. The chutes back there were nailed up. The one next to the rear end of the building I know was nailed up to keep the Clark Woodenware POPLE from coming up through there. Boxes were piled up back in there. That stairway back there has been nailed up for some time. Hasn't been used since Christmas. If a Negro went out and bought beer, I didn't know it. I never saw him. I don't recollect whether the drayman was up there April 26 to get his pay or not. There was so much excitement in the factory on Monday that we shut down about 9:30. Nobody stayed at their work. Jim Conley quit work like everybody else and went out. As to one thing that Conley did that the others didn't do, I haven't got any. The short he was washing was the same short he has been wearing all day. I say that he was trying to hide the shirt because he was trying to push it ever behind the pipe where you couldn't see it. He had the shirt on when he was arrested. He was not trying to hide it then. Recross examination. I was subpoenaed to Mr. Dorsey's office by regular court subpoenas. I thought I had to go there. There were three or four men when I got there.